If you didn't know it was here, you might walk right past. A glass-fronted window with some cheery-looking flowers, some net curtains hanging from the ceiling, situated between a bank and a post office. But for dozens of vulnerable people in Cornwall, this building houses a lifeline.
We're talking about minestrone soup with artisan bread that's come from the Eden Cafe, pasta with bolognese sauce, and then peach crumble with custard.
For over 20 years, St Austell Community Kitchen has been providing meals, warmth and company for some of the town's least fortunate residents. Between the hours of 10:30 and 5, Monday to Saturday, they can come and sit and talk and eat. Kim Matthews is the project manager at Stack.
To start with, coming in here, they feel that they have failed in some way. But actually, society has failed them. What we try and do in here is to build people up, give them that self-esteem and the idea that actually you might be down here at the moment, but you can get back up again.
Ricky Carpenter is someone who uses the services offered by Stack, a client as they're known. But he's also one of the increasing number of users who volunteers at the kitchen.
Sometimes I do mixed fruit, sometimes I do peaches. We got dry fruit as well. I normally sometimes chuck that in there. Well, I was actually, I was split out with my girlfriend and become homeless. And then the first time I ever come to Stack was when it was down at Trinity Street. And I've just been coming in ever since. And then I just asked one day if they got any volunteers, jobs going.
So when you first came in, Ricky, when it was down down the other end of St Austell, what were you thinking when you came in?
Is this really for me? And obviously it has. It's helped me. It's helped me quite a lot, really, over the years. The liter juice in, because the juice is good for the crumble. It makes it all still like, because you got a layer of crumble.
I mean, we widened our definition of homeless to inadequately housed. So it could be people who are in hostels or are bed and breakfasts, you know, from the council, sofa surfers, you know, those the ones they call the hidden homeless, you know, that you don't realise, but they don't want to be still living with their in-laws, but they can't afford somewhere else to live, you know, that sort of thing. And we also now serve the vulnerable and needy, who don't actually have to be homeless to be vulnerable and needy, but they're just sort of that one step away from. You know, if things got worse for them, then it could be that they would be homeless. So it's a way of us trying to help their situation so that they don't become homeless.
This lunchtime sees about a dozen or so clients make their way through the doors of the kitchen. Some sip on soup, while others plump for the three-course option. Today it's bolognese and a peach crumble, all for a pound. The clients are a mix, men and women. One boy, no older than 20, looked out of place. Yet he was in need of a food voucher for the bank down the road. And Dave Matthews, a trustee on Stack's board, is in no doubt that the numbers are increasing.
Well, certainly the figures speak for themselves. Before we relocated, we served 800 meals. In the last year, we were at the old place. In the first year we were here, we served 3,000 meals. And in the last 12 months, we've served well in excess of 4,000. But it was our chairman who did the figures. And for the last 24 months, we've served 8,000 meals approximately.